This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
If you've ever shopped online, you've definitely noticed that purple Shop Pay button. It has become a universal symbol for a fast and secure checkout experience. Well, that button is actually the engine behind the scenes because it means a store is powered by Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands around the world. From global names to people launching their very first business. With hundreds of beautiful templates, you can build a store that matches your brand without touching a line of code. You can manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing.
And that iconic purple Shop Pay button? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet, helping reduce abandoned carts and boost sales. Your customers already know it, trust it, and love it. If you want to see fewer abandoned carts, it's time to head over to Shopify.
Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. And see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter, and the weekend episode is very, very different to everything that you listen to during the week. This is the uncut version, and it's very different. So let me tell you about this version. Every day we broadcast our podcast live on our Facebook page, and we do that so that we can generate calls and create debate and make a podcast, essentially. And while we're waiting for the audience to build up on our Facebook page, we sit here in studio and we talk utter rubbish. And on this episode, you will hear us speaking utter rubbish. Some of it can be funny, some of it is a load of shite, but anyway, I leave it to you to decide. So amongst the many things we talk about on this episode, we hear about the animal that has 27,000 teeth, the famous person that Jeremy claims to have a phone number for in his phone, and the really scary sound that one of us heard at night. It's a really random episode of the podcast, and the one thing about this episode, Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, is that it is literally uncut. We have not edited any of the sections that you're about to hear, so when it was said on the show, we literally have thrown it into this podcast. So, Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is episode 62, which means there are 61 other episodes to listen to. So let's kick off and start last Monday.
No, go on, you just talk among yourselves.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at something.
Well, we've started the show, like.
Yes, I know, I'm just
Could you not concentrate?
800.
Jesus.
What? It's all ahead of you. That's all I'll say. It's all ahead of you. It's this. What I'm living at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I would class as a living hell. Okay. Oh. I am in the middle
of a living hell.
I didn't want to get deep and dark.
Yeah. I mean, way to go to start off here.
No. Well, it's not our finish off. Who knows?
I know. This is the start. Yeah. This is the start.
Not for me. For me, it's the end.
Why? What's wrong?
This is the end.
What song is that?
What is that song?
This is the end.
What is that? This is the end.
So sorry.
Whatchamacallit? Your woman used to be fat, now skinny. Fair play to you, by the way. Can be done. Probably Ozempic. What can I say that?
I don't know who you're talking about.
What's her name? Used to be fat. Oh, what geyser? Oh, I used to be fat, now I'm skinny. What's her name?
Who?
Adele. This is the end.
I don't know if you can start making accusations about Ozempic.
No, she used to be fat, and now she's skinny.
Yeah, but you're making allegations.
Oh, sorry, no, Adele, I'm sure she lost it through...
Running around the block.
And being on the step machine in the gym. By the way, I was in the gym yesterday.
Yeah,
of course. As you can tell, by the way, I'm quite buff. Just as well this is an audio podcast, because if it was visual, there would be women...
Swooning.
Walking around like snails.
Walking around like snails?
Yeah.
Do snails actually walk?
Of course they walk.
No, they slither.
Yeah, but they leave a trail behind them. No, they walk as snail walks. No.
A snail doesn't have legs.
Yes, it does. It has little legs. Ooh. Snails walk.
No, yeah. They just slither along.
They do walk.
Snails don't have legs.
Oh, you're getting sidetracked now.
Do snails have legs? Hang on, I want to find out.
Jesus, someone ever checks your...
hard drive?
Yeah.
No, snails do not have legs. There.
Yeah, but they do. Well, you don't need... You can walk and not have legs. Stephen Hawking used to walk.
How did he walk?
No, but he was in a wheelchair, but he still walked. It's a word. To get from A to B, to walk.
Anyway, go on.
I was in the gym.
As we started this recording, Jeremy is sitting at the computer not paying attention to the conversation.
We'll come to that in a second. Guys, I'm in a living hell at the moment. I am living in hell.
Okay. Yeah?
I can smell the fire and what's the other thing? In hell. Fire and...
Brimstone.
What is brimstone?
I don't know.
It's a lava.
It's in hell.
Okay, well, that's what I'm smelling at the moment. But just before I come to that, I was in the gym yesterday working out on my upper body. Midweek upper body workout, and there was two girls beside me in the gym, and they were both, you know, you have never been in a gym, so let me explain to you the way it works. So it's an open plan floor.
Oh right, okay. I have actually been in one.
You were in a gym once. I brought Adrian to a gym once, and he spent 25 minutes on the same machine.
Yep, I did.
25. I was in the gym with him and I couldn't believe it. We arrived in at 2 o'clock, and at 25 past two, he was still at the same machine. And yep. I was like, that is fucking dedication. Now, it was the Mars bar vending machine.
It was.
And the Mars bar was stuck. You're banging the Mars bar.
I was.
I hate when it gets caught in your ring.
And then I wasn't bothered with any other machines.
Have you ever had a Mars bar caught in your ring?
No, I haven't. No,
you have to bang it loud and it drops down then.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Anyway, there was two girls in the gym beside me, and they were both on what's called, you know what a Stairmaster is? Have you ever seen that machine in the gym?
Yes.
It's beside the Mars bar vending machine.
Yeah, the one that goes like that. Yeah, is it?
Okay, this is an audio podcast. You have to explain.
Up and down like this.
Yeah, it's like walking the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was two girls, and they were
good
there.
Good God almighty. During my Google search of do snails have legs?
Yeah.
Another thing is after coming up, which animal has 27,000 teeth?
I don't know.
27,000 teeth.
Who has
27,000? A slug has 27,000 teeth.
Jesus.
That's a lot of teeth.
And the poor mother.
What, breastfeeding the slug?
No, you don't breastfeed a slug.
Oh, boy, what do you mean
the poor mother? When the teeth fall out and the tooth fairy comes. That's a lot of tooth fairy money.
It is. Anyway, sorry, I get sidetracked.
Anyway, two girls, lads, in the gym yesterday, and for the entirety of the time that I was there doing my upper body workout, they were on the Stairmaster, which is basically, for those of you who've never been to a gym, and looking at most of your profile pictures on Facebook, I'd say that's the vast majority of you have never been to the gym. They were on the Stairmaster, yeah? Mm-hmm. Just going up and down. Why would you pay gym membership just to use a Stairmaster?
Well, you can
literally do it at home. It's the one workout, or you can go on the 46A.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Yes, it does. I only passed it there yesterday.
Gone months.
No, it hasn't.
It is.
I literally passed it on the slogan.
No, Bagatelle have to rewrite their song and everything.
Well, what's the Bagatelle song?
Somewhere in Dublin.
Well, why would they rewrite the song?
Because 46A is mentioned in it, and the 46A is now no longer.
So should Blondie rewrite Hanging on the Telephone? Because nobody hangs on the telephone.
We still have telephones.
No, but you don't hang on the telephone. Wasn't there a song? You leave me hanging on the telephone. So Blondie, if you're listening, that song is fucked now.
Anyway, continue. There's no 46A.
Okay, they were. Why don't you just go on a bus and walk up? Why would you pay just to walk up and down the stairs for 45 minutes?
I don't get it.
But you don't get the gym either.
No, I don't.
Anyway, back to the living hell that I'm in at the moment, guys. My daughter, my second born.
Your second born,
second born.
Your middle child.
Second born child, first born daughter, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is going into. Now, she's not going into communion year until next year.
Okay.
Okay. And she's already shopping for communion dresses. And she's been Googling communion dresses. And lads, and I very rarely curse in this podcast, but the fucking price of communion dresses is, put it this way, the dress she was looking at, she doesn't understand money or anything like that.
She should.
She doesn't. No,
she'll understand it.
Does the woman in your life understand money?
No woman understands money. When's her communion?
Next summer.
Next year. But by the time her communion comes around, she'll know all about money, because that's all it's about.
With any woman.
No, communions.
Oh, just getting the money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, she was Googling a dress. No, I've never... It's all ahead of you, by the way.
What do you mean it's all ahead of me?
It's all ahead of you.
Oh, communions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How is it... My daughter's 29. She's hardly going to be making her communion.
Did she make a communion?
She did, yeah.
Jeez, the fact that you have to think, but you probably weren't even there for a while.
I was,
the pub or something.
No, I was there, yeah.
How much was the dress?
Can't remember.
It probably wasn't much, but it's gone astronomical. So guys, the dress that she Googled the other... Now, don't mention the shop. It's a very well-known shop that deals in communion dresses, yeah?
Okay.
See that name there?
Yeah.
And to tell the guys how much... Now, it's called the Isabella dress.
It looks nice, yeah?
Yeah, it's a lovely look. Tell the guys at home how much the dress is.
€440.
€440.
Merciful error. You'll have to do extra podcasts.
She doesn't understand money.
She will by next year.
By the way, from next year, Opinions Matter will be 7 days a week. twice a day.
Yeah, twice a day.
Even over Christmas.
And bank holidays.
Or, you know what you guys can do? Send us the price of a cup of coffee.
But it's the dress you're buying.
Oh, no, but send us the price of a cup of coffee and I'll spend it on the dress. 440 quid. There's another dress that's 848. It's bespoke. What does bespoke mean?
I've never understood that word.
I don't understand that word, but no. It sounds lovely. It's a bespoke dress.
Right. Look,
Google that, will you? Find out what
bespoke.
Bespoke.
Sorry, I can't get over the 27,000 teeth that a slug has, but anyway, what does bespoke mean, yeah?
And they don't need teeth because they're herbivores. All a slug does is eat leaves.
Ah, that takes a lot of eating.
Oh, no, sorry, we can't talk about slugs. Very touchy subject in my house.
Why?
A slug last year destroyed my wife's bush.
Oh, yeah, but that's just 27,000 teeth.
No, it's actually not funny. So my wife has I'll talk in the past tense. She had a beautiful bush.
Right.
And it was pruned to within an inch of its life. She used to, every day, I'd arrive home from work and she'd be there with the little pruner. Have you ever seen the pruner?
Pruning her bush, yeah.
She'd be pruning her bush and she had it. It was literally shaped divine.
Right.
I'd use the word divine first, yeah. And she rang me one day, angry.
Why, what had happened?
Her bush had been destroyed. And I'm to, by the way, in marriage, husband's always to blame.
Oh, yeah,
even
no,
if you're
no
not
idea.
There.
I know
I wasn't
that.
Even,
oh,
I wasn't
yeah.
even in the country.
Who are you telling?
I'm telling you.
Who are you
I wasn't
telling?
Even in the country. I couldn't have been in Australia.
Yeah.
So it was my, now in this case, it was my fault. So the week previously, she had spotted a slug infestation near her bush. And she said, Jeremy, will you go to Woody's and buy some slug pellets? And I did.
Right.
But I forgot to put them down. And she said, I want you to create a barrier around my bush.
Right.
Of pellets. And that way, she loved that bush. It's beautiful, beautiful.
So a slug destroyed your, well, that was his 27,000
so
teeth.
That all makes sense. Anyway, it was my fault. Literally my fault.
Everything is, did you not know?
Everything is.
Anyway, so you're going to take out a mortgage to for your daughter to make her first Holy Communion, a ceremony you don't even believe in, just to say. So you're spending all that money on something that you don't even believe in.
I know, I believe that's in the very day. I know, it's a great idea. I love it. You know what? I prefer a communion to a wedding.
Really?
It's a shorter day.
Yeah.
You don't need presents.
Yes, you do.
Ah, you don't need. Well, yeah, but not the same. Not the, like much as a wedding present now.
200 quid minimum.
Ridiculous. I prefer a communion to a wedding day. Do you not?
But it's not all ahead of me. It's all behind me.
She also, by the way, said, apparently some TikToker she follows, yeah, did this for their daughter's communion day. She wants a cage of doves to be released on her communion
stop
day.
It now.
Yeah, a cage of doves.
Where do you get cages of doves?
But I don't think you buy...
Is there a dove shop, like?
You buy the cage separately.
Yeah, but where do you get doves?
I don't know. Where do you get doves?
I don't know.
And she wants them. She says, Daddy, when we get home to the house, can we release the doves? Because they're white, the same as my dress.
She has notions.
You what?
She has notions.
But where do you get doves?
You're hardly going to give in to that demand,
are
you?
Everything she asks for, she gets. Yeah, there's another thing you need to learn about women, Adrian.
What? They get everything they get.
Everything they ask for, they get. Anyway, guys, if you do have a daughter that's coming up, or if you are someone who is trying for a baby at the moment, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying to yourself, I'd love a little girl, no. Literally, Luke made his communion in a pair of runners and a pair of trousers.
Are you, Angela wants to know, are you getting an ice cream van? That's something people do for communions.
Is the doves not enough?
Ah, forget the doves. What's the point in that? So you open the cage and they fly away. That's the end of it.
No, I think you get them back. You get a loan of the doves.
But you're after opening the cage.
No, but doves, they're like pigeons. They'll always come back to... They'll always... Like two pigeons.
Yeah.
Two pigeons. Yeah, they walk around with the head.
Yeah.
Doves are related to pigeons.
Are they?
How's it going? I'm a pigeon. How's it going?
Oh, I'm a dove.
So when you open the cage...
They're probably posher, are they?
Doves would be...
Posher.
The Southside version of pigeons.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you release the doves, apparently, you open the cage and they fly... Flap, 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 flap.
Yeah, off they go.
That's what it sounds like when doves cry.
Yeah.
Flap, 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 flap. And then apparently after they've flown around for about 5 minutes... They go, there's nothing much to do up in this sky. Because there isn't. Sky is a whole lot of nothing.
And they head back?
They go, we're going back. And they fly back into the cage. Flap, 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 flap. Go into the cage. You close the cage. You bring them back to the shop.
Seems such a pointless exercise.
And apparently, once all the doves are still intact and not dead,
we
are good to go. So if anybody knows a man who can loan me, how many doves would you need?
I don't know.
Just some might have one dove.
One will do.
It's just one dove.
Oh, two.
For a bit of flapping.
Yeah.
Flap, 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 flap. If anybody has a dove they'd like to... Now, my mother actually has a bar of soap that's dove. Will that pass?
I don't know.
Probably not.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
Now, I have to say, And if you are one of these people, don't take offence, but I'm about to insult you. People who go early to gigs.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, fucking... Oh, I was about to say a different word there. That word.
That, you were not, were you?
Yeah, I was, yeah. Do you know what word I was about to say? Don't even say the letter begins with, because I'll be cancelled.
Yeah, no, that's the letter it begins with.
You literally drew a letter backwards.
Oh.
Who am I, Rain Man? I can't read backwards.
There.
S?
Yeah.
No. Oh, no, spaz.
Yeah.
No, it's worse than spaz.
Oh, really? What's worse than, there is no...
Turn off the microphone, I'll tell you.
Oh, go on, okay, hang on. Oh, that's nearly
worse.
The same.
No, it's worse, it's a lot worse. Anyway, if you...
Don't ever use that. Do you ever use that publicly?
What does publicly mean?
Even in company.
What, when I'm standing up doing a speech, like?
No, like, would you use it in company? Say you're out with a group of lads in a pub, would you use that word?
Okay, the word... To those of you listening to this podcast, this will mean nothing because you don't know what word we're talking about. So we're kind of like we're saying there's something in the box here and we're not telling you what's in the box.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to guess what's in the box.
That's exactly
what's
right.
What's in Adrian's box?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This is a word that I do. It's in my vocabulary, and I'm ashamed that it's in my vocabulary.
Yeah.
Is it a bad word?
No, it's a vile word.
Oh, vile.
Oh, vile. Yeah, yeah.
Vile.
It's vile. It's inappropriate. And if you were to use it publicly, you deserve to be cancelled. So
they've tried to cancel me so many times. I'm like, yeah,
yeah.
The airport bus.
The airport bus?
You know the ones that bring you from the red car park to Terminal 2?
Yeah, they're great, they are.
They're never cancelled.
No, they're never cancelled,
You know the bendy buses?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love those bendy buses.
What about them?
I'm like one of those buses. I can't be cancelled. Anyway, people who turn up...
Then if you can't be cancelled, go on, use that word then. Are you with me?
Yeah, no.
It's a horrible word.
It's horrible. What's in a word?
Well, then say it if you're confident.
No, I'm not going. It's only words.
Well, then spit it out.
It's only words. Anyway, people who turn up to gigs that early are that word. And I'm sorry, I make no apologies for it.
What's wrong with going to a gig early? You have a few pints before the gig starts.
Everything with you is a few pints.
But that's why people go.
Did you turn up at your mother's funeral early just so you could have a few pints?
No, I had the pints afterwards.
Were you drunk at your mother's funeral?
I certainly was not.
I bet you were.
No, definitely not.
You'd be looking down and you're going, Jesus, my son. I'm just saying, I'm the type of person out of a gig. So what I do, as you know, I have a lot of contacts in the musical business.
The musical business?
Yeah, the musical.
People who make pianos and stuff?
No, Mr. Steinway.
Yeah.
No, the gigging thing. So if I'm going to a gig next week, so say I'm going to Pitbull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you paying?
Well, I actually have Pitbull's number on my phone, so I can ring Pitbull directly.
You have Pitbull's number in your phone?
Yes, I do have Pitbull's number on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
It's a bit weird.
How's it weird?
What about Pitbull? Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. 305, yeah.
Yeah, have to do with you.
Let's just say we have dealings with each other.
We've dealings? Yeah. You and Mr. 305 Worldwide,
Mr.
yeah?
Football, yeah, well, I actually call him Armando. I haven't saved as Armando in my phone. It's a bit weird having Pitbull in your phone.
That's what he's known as, though.
I don't know if you feel my ex has saved in my phone as Pitbull as well. Yeah, that's actually true. Anyway, if Pitbull is on... playing the Three Arena tonight at 7 o'clock, yeah?
Yeah.
I will walk up to the door 2 minutes to 7, yeah?
Okay.
I'll walk in the door, yeah? I'll sit down in my seat and he'll come on and go, uno, dos, tres, every song he sings in Spanish. By the way, Armando, if you're listening, we're not even fucking Spanish, so shut up.
But he's of extraction.
So he's not Spanish, he's American.
No, but he's of Cuban or somewhere down there. Puerto Rico, yeah.
I only found this when we went out for dinner the last time he was in town. We went to Trocadero's.
He's never been to Dublin.
Yes, he has. He played Dublin like twice last year. Myself and Armando went out for dinner together in Trocadero's. And
really?
He likes...
I'd say he blended in there, all right.
His favourite drink, by the way,
is, no?
It's Havana Club.
Well, obviously.
So myself and Armando were sitting down. Anyway... I will literally go in the door 2 minutes before the gig, sit down, the gig starts, there you go. Why do you need to be there? There was a gig on in the Three Arena last week, yeah?
Yeah.
Peter Kay was on.
He was.
Yeah. And I drove by...
The week before.
Yeah, who cares?
And recently.
He wasn't coming on stage till 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I drove by the Three Arena at 20 past four, coming back from this kip, yeah?
Yeah. This kip?
Ah, yeah. I mean the podcast, that's where we do it.
Yeah, go on.
And as I drove by the Three Arena, there was people queuing up. Why would you queue up at 20 past four for Peter Kay, who's not on till 8 o'clock? Now, the thing about going to a gig is, your seat is there. It ain't going anywhere. Nobody can take your seat. When you look at your ticket, yeah? Well, mine always say complimentary because I get them free from Armando. Yeah, no,
dos, tres.
Ese no a problem, Jeremy. That's what he says to me. Ese no a problem. How many tickets do you want?
I thought you said he wasn't Spanish. He either is or he isn't.
No, he does a Spanish voice, really.
He doesn't. He speaks in an American accent.
It's no problem, Jeremy. That's what he said. How many tickets do you want for my gig? No problem. No problem at all. So, when you get a ticket, it says what your row and ticket seat is on.
Say that,
so why do you have to arrive 3 hours beforehand? It's like these fuckers, yeah?
Yeah.
On a Ryanair flight, yeah? Queuing up an Arab. The plane hasn't even landed.
And they're queuing up. Yeah, they are that word, actually.
Yeah, oh, no, oh, thank you. I knew you'd come around to
people
the
people who stand up and get into a queue.
So it comes up on the screen. Say you're in Tenerife North Airport, yeah?
Yeah.
Beautiful airport. And it comes up on the screen. Ryanair passengers for flight to Dublin, go head to gate 405.
Yeah, and they go straight to 405.
And people see the word head. When they see head on the screen, they go, I have to head.
Yep.
So you see people in the duty free dropping bottles on the ground, legging it to the...
Yep.
Now, I'm very intelligent. I have the app on my phone that shows me where the plane is. And I look at the app and I'll go, F4126. Geez, that plane's only over Cork at the moment.
Yeah,
and they have people queuing up Tenerife North. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Because everybody...
They are special people.
Sorry?
Because you're not going to get on the plane any quicker. The plane isn't going to leave any quicker. Because
the plane is over Cork.
It's not even there.
It's not even there. And everybody has a seat on the plane.
Correct.
You cannot get a boarding card. I've never got a boarding card that says sit wherever you want.
No.
Have you?
No, it doesn't say that.
Sit on the pilot's lap.
No.
So why do they drop everything and run to the gate?
You'd want to ask them.
Well, I have a friend who is one of those people, and he says, now this is ridiculous, that you need to have an overhead compartment where you're sitting. Why do you need to have an overhead compartment where you're sitting? You can leave your bag in any of them. You don't need your bag beside you, do you?
Well, he obviously does.
No, but why do you need your bag over
there? No, I agree. I find it. I am obviously the last on. I'm literally the last on the plane.
That's because you're in the bar getting sloshed.
That's exactly the point.
The word sloshed.
That's the point.
Hey, Jeremy, you want to... Oh, you know what else he likes? Cuba Libre. Hey, Jeremy, you want another Cuba Libre?
People who drink Havana Club don't drink Cuba Libre.
Armando does.
No, but then he's a pisshead.
I'm going to ring him up and tell him.
Armando.
That. Armando Pitbull. Yeah, Cuba Libre. Hey, uno, dos, tres, cuatros. That's what he says to call the waiter over. Hey, garçon, uno, dos, tres, cuatros.
So Mr. Worldwide is in your phone.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this story may or may not be true.
But guys, if you are going to a gig, do not go hours ahead.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, maybe not hours ahead, but an hour and a half, fine.
I don't even do support.
Do you not?
No. I think a support is like, and I'm not being rude here, so don't call me a pervert, yeah? I think support, going to support act, is like foreplay. It's not needed.
Oh, you try say that.
To who?
To somebody you're intimately involved
with. Well, I'm only intimately involved with
one
person.
Tell her, fuck you, foreplay is irregular, irrelevant.
I'm not a fan of foreplay. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of foreplay.
Oh, there he said it.
No, but I'm not.
Selfish bastard.
No, it's not.
Oh, selfish
bastard. In the same way, and it was my wife that actually pointed this out to me, because she did get a bit antsy with me over
I'd say she did.
I don't even preheat the oven before putting the food in. Don't believe in it.
Just throw the food in the cold oven.
Yeah. I don't do preheating.
Oh, you're going nowhere.
What?
You're going nowhere.
What do you mean I'm going nowhere? You don't need to preheat an oven. There's no scientific fact that says you need to preheat an oven.
There is, because the instructions on the packet will
tell... instructions on the packet.
Will tell you, preheat the oven.
Yeah, there's also instructions on a packet saying to open the bottle, twist to your right. Like, hello?
Big debates, from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter, with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
It's amazing the difference. You can ask me questions, but it's amazing the difference between our voices. I obviously have a very distinctive voice because people often recognise me in public place just by my voice.
Oh, so you're...
So I was at my son's match the other day.
All right,
and
you're talking to your son. How are you, son?
I don't sound
it's very
like
distinctive.
Well, I don't sound like
how
that.
How are you, son? How are you? Go on and kick
the
ball.
But why would I say hello to my son when he's been with me the whole day? That doesn't even make sense.
Go and kick the ball there, son. That's the way you sound. So I can understand how you're instantly recognisable.
Now, what you're saying is quite accurate to what happened. So I was standing at the... I am a soccer dad, as you know.
I do, yeah.
I scream from the sidelines.
You're one of those annoying...
I have been cautioned many, many times by officials.
Have you really?
Yeah. I was told a couple of weeks ago, just calm it down there. Screaming at Luke.
Yeah, I hate parents like you.
No.
I absolutely despise
what's
you. Because you cause... You cause,
stress, what do I cause?
Stress at the pitch line that isn't needed.
Pitch side.
Yeah, that word, yeah. That's not needed.
Oh, it is.
No, there's no cause for it. It's only kids playing football. It's not the fucking World Cup.
No, but if my son's not playing well, I will scream at the sideline.
No, don't be. No, don't.
Yeah. See, the difference between me and you, Adrian, is I will raise good kids. I will raise kids that can take it. Your two kids are snowflakes.
Snowflakes?
Ah, you're two snowflakes. Ah, yeah. You blow your nose in front of Sean, he starts crying. Oh, but don't blow your nose in front of me. I won't raise kids like that. My kids will be strong.
If I were you, I'd get rid of you. I wouldn't have you.
Anyway, I was at the sideline of one of his matches at the weekend, and I was just shouting at him because he keeps turning his back on the ball.
Yeah.
And I shouted, "Stop fucking turning your back on the ball. Face the ball, Luke. Face the ball." And just like that, I got a tap on the shoulder, and I was a big fan of your podcast, Jeremy. But you didn't see my face.
No, but so you're instantly, obviously.
Jeremy,
I did. Kick the ball.
Buddy, what accent is that?
That's the way you sound.
So hang on a second. I sound like Michael Healy Ray. Is that what you're saying?
Kick the ball, Luke.
Oh, Jesus, don't carry me. Kick the ball, shall we do? So I sound like Michael Healy Ray.
That's something like that, yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know, because I've lived with this voice for my whole life, okay?
Yeah.
So, that's the only voice I know.
God love you. You must have a constant headache, have you?
No, but my wife does.
Yeah,
my
wife does.
But is my voice very distinctive? Like, your voice, I would say, it's like vanilla ice cream. It's just vanilla.
Vanilla?
Yeah, nobody could even do an impression of you because it's just, like, I couldn't do an impression of you. Your voice is just...
Well, I'm able to do an impression of you, no problem. So I talk like that, do I?
You do.
So exactly. I do have a distinctive voice anyway. Do I?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
On the microphone, I'm quite good at my gigs and stuff. You know, I gig.
Yeah, I gig myself, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do two great music bingo nights.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Two bingo nights?
Yeah.
Actually, myself and Adrian, we gig quite close to each other and we're in competition. Some people go to Adrian's gig on a Saturday night and some go to my gig. And then you have a bit of a crossover, where some people go to your gig and get fed up after 20 minutes and they go...
No, they stay until the jackpot is won, and then they leave.
No jacks, no pots. Then they come to my gig early and go...
Oh. No, you see, they could win, like, say this weekend, yeah?
Yeah.
This weekend at my Saturday night gig in The Graduate, yeah? €1,100 you could win. €1,100.
€1,100.
Yeah.
And did someone win it?
No, not yet. No.
Because I've seen you driving a brand new car out there today.
What?
I saw you driving a brand new car out there.
Not at all.
Spanking brand new car.
That's not that
straight
new.
Straight out of the box. Anyway, a customer, guys, of Adrian's was at my gig the other night.
Yeah, okay.
So I'd obviously gone to your gig.
Where do you gig?
The Martello and Bray. Why are you asking a question?
I'm asking you to tell our listeners.
Oh, yeah, the Martello and Bray.
On a Saturday night, and I'm in The Graduate on a Saturday night.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm fully tax compliant. Thank you.
And
fully
me.
Tax
compliant. Yeah,
well,
me.
I don't know about that one. I definitely am.
Oh, no, I most certainly am.
100% I am. Anyway, someone that was at Adrian's gig on Saturday night and got fed up after 15 minutes came up.
That didn't happen. They stayed till the very end because they want to win the big money.
So they came up to my gig, and I'd never met this girl before. And she came up to me, and the first thing she did, she had her phone open, and she had Spotify open. She says, "Love your podcast." Excuse me. And I gave her a hug. I said, "Oh, thank you very much.
That's a bit inappropriate.
Well, that's what I want to talk about.
Oh, that's very inappropriate.
Oh, your voice went very low. Hey, friends, not inappropriate.
She said, "You're not representing our podcast. You're just randomly hugging people."
No, she was lining up.
No, you gave her a hug. She was lining up for a hug. Lining up?
Yeah, she had the body language.
Had she got her arms out like that?
No. Well, Jesus Christ, no. I can read body language. I can...
You lecherous fuck.
Oh, my God.
You leech.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to call you the lech.
I understand. You wouldn't do this because you probably slightly on some sort of spectrum. I don't know which it is. But I understand social cues. You don't get social cues. You do not understand social
cues. Okay, so this woman shows you her phone and says, "I listen to your podcast."
By the way, first of all, she asked for a song. Olivia...
Rodriguez, yeah.
No, it wasn't Olivia Rodriguez. I'd never even heard of this person.
Oh.
Hang on. She's a singer.
Olivia. Singlier.
Olivia Dean.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her, yeah.
No, you haven't.
I have.
She says, "Will you play Olivia Dean?" I says, "Well, but I've never heard of her. Thanks." And she said, "By the way, look at this, Spotify, huge fan of your podcast." Then she gave me the social cue. A social cue is a non-verbal cue for you to do something.
What does that look like? Did she put her arms out?
A social cue for a kiss. When a woman goes, leans in.
Are you kissing them as well?
No, I'm talking about social cues. Yes. When a woman... Do you remember back in the day when you used to go to teenage discos? You never got a shift at a teenage disco. What am I saying?
Yes, I did. You didn't even go to them.
Okay, there's no need to bring that up.
No, but you didn't.
But there was no need to bring that up.
Yeah.
I was socially awkward when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
anyway, the social cue was there for a hug. The body language was there. And my wife doesn't have a problem with me hugging other people. It's a hug. I grew up in a huggy family. That's not the point.
Go on anyway, yeah.
So I leant in, or leaned in. I think it's leant. I leant in.
Leant in.
Leant.
No, leant is when you don't eat. You leaned in.
I leaned in to give her a hug. I said, thank you very much. No, it wasn't. It was a loose hug, you would say.
Right.
And it wasn't a full body hug.
Come on.
You know, so you just lean in and just give her a hug.
I'm thinking of the construct of the solicitor's letter that we're going to receive.
It would probably start off with Akara, please find attached a subpoena to appear in court. I say. So anyway, then she went about her, after the hug, she was about to go, and she said, by the way, I was up with your partner's gig. Now, you're not my partner, but we are business partners, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
She says, I was just up at your partner's gig and I left after 10 minutes.
She didn't say that.
No, that bit may not be true.
No, it's not true.
And she says, I went to give him a hug and he wouldn't hug me back. Is that true?
That may be true, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah,
this is honest to God, but this isn't a made-up story. She literally said that, Adrian didn't give me a hug.
Oh.
Now, why have you a problem with hugging women?
Because I think it's inappropriate.
What's inappropriate about it?
All it takes is you go and hug the wrong woman.
You grew up in a very sterile house.
No.
No, there was no hugs in your house.
Yes, there was. Still is to this day.
You were fucked out at 18.
No, every day.
Get your own house.
Every time I'm over my dad, big hug.
No.
Yeah.
I've never seen your dad hug you.
Well, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Maybe it's his dotage or something, but yeah, he does.
I say it's like hugging a cactus, hugging you.
What?
I say it's like hugging a cactus. You're not a huggable person or a hug.
What's hugging a cactus like?
Horrible. You wouldn't hug a cactus. You'd get all pricks all over you, and you're a prick. So, her point was...
You get on with the story.
She was a bit disappointed...
That I wouldn't give her a hug.
And I want to know why...
Yeah, because there's a fine line. There's a fine line.
Yeah. What's the fine line?
All it takes is somebody to turn around. Oh, he mauled me. No, I'm not having that.
Mauled?
Yeah.
Why, what's a maul?
Put your arm around her and then she accused you of mauling her. No.
Anne, where do you think my hands were? They were on her shoulder.
I don't believe that.
I literally leant in. I leant in and I just...
Leaned in.
I think it's leant. I leant in and just put my arms around her shoulder. And she said, Dirty Elflet.
Yeah.
She wasn't a teenager. She's a grown woman. And she said, oh, that's nice. She says, your partner, i.e. you,
yeah,
didn't give me a hug at all. So apparently she went up to you as well and said, big fan of the podcast.
She may have, but I didn't lean in to give her a hug.
That never happens.
No, it does happen all the time, but okay. I don't lean in for a hug.
Because you don't pick up on the social cues.
No. I'll take a hug if it's offered. So if she were to hug me, I'd accept that, but I wouldn't be the one to instigate the hug. No.
Is that because of all the charges against you?
No charges.
Well, not that we know of.
Well, no.
Well, there won't be anyway.
I don't hug.
I could pop up to the court and look at the charge.
I don't give uninvited hugs.
It was invited. She gave me a social cue. She was standing there at the phone and...
She didn't say give us a hug.
No, she
you
didn't
just
say, no.
leaned in.
No, she lecherous. Didn't. No, she didn't actually say
no.
Give us a hug because that would be a weird thing.
So I'm going to call you the lech.
I'm a huggy person.
No,
that's not lechy.
Say that to the judge.
That's not lecherous.
It is. Say that to the judge.
So do you think there's a subpoena coming down the line?
I'm concerned. Yeah, it's going to be the end of our podcast.
I'm not Russell Brand, by the way.
Well,
what?
Well.
Oh, I just gave you a hug. So it says in the Bible to give a hug. He's a prick, by the way.
Yeah, he's an absolute prick.
I'm sorry,
prick,
just,
yeah.
For,
yeah.
just for
yeah, I used to like him back in the day.
No, I never liked him. What a prick. How come sexual predators always find Jesus?
It's the only way out.
Oh, to say, so hang on, if this hug thing does come to... I should start reading the Bible, basically. I was just like,
yeah,
read up on my Bible. No, if it was in a private place, I wouldn't. But in a public place where there's CCTV and all that... If it ever...
Why are you giving random people hugs? It's totally inappropriate.
Hey guys, the reason... And if you want a hug, if you see me in public, no matter where...
Just come up and say, give us a hug.
Apart from at the sidelines of the football match, don't fucking come near me, because I'm like an antichrist when that's happening, okay? But if you see me anywhere in a public place, the world needs to hug more. That's what I think.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
We need more people hugging.
I will accept a hug if it's offered, but I won't be the one to instigate the hug.
So if I died tomorrow.
No, it's not due till Saturday, actually.
Saturday.
You're not going to die till Saturday.
Yeah, but you'll bury me on a Monday.
No, and then I'll do your gig after my gig.
You probably would. Would you hug my kids at the funeral? You know that awkward thing when you're coming out of the church? I hate that bit.
Yeah, I hate that bit.
Oh, what
well.
Do you say?
Yeah, it's...
Because you're saying the same thing. So I was at a funeral 2 months ago for someone not so close to me, but I had to go anyway, yeah? And I was in the queue going out to the door and I could see the grieving wife at the door and I was listening to what everybody in front of me was saying to her to see if I could say something different. I was trying ChatGPT. What do you say to a grieving wife at a church?
So while you're in the queue, you're...
No, I wasn't using ChatGPT. But the first person was saying, I'm sorry for your loss, and a hug. Then the person after, sorry for your loss, a hug. I had nothing to say.
So what did you say?
Sorry for your loss, and a hug. I hugged a grieving widow.
Yeah, but,
and by the way, people think I'm making fun of her. She was even laughing at the funeral.
Why?
And your mum was about 85. They're an old couple, like.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
So you had a good innings, as they say.
Well, no, someone said to her, which I had a big problem at the church door, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Gave her a hug and said, gone too soon. 85 is not gone too soon. That's gone just about right.
Yeah.
No, do you not think so?
No, not really.
So 85 is... So if you die at 85, people are going to say, gone... Well, no, people will say, gone too fucking late.
Oh, you prick. You absolute prick.
That's what they say, gone too late. He should have gone back in the 90s. Anyway, there you go. If you ever go to a funeral, my... plan for the next funeral is just to stay in the church until everybody's gone.
Oh, not even go and console
nobody,
the person?
Nobody remembers the hugs.
Oh, they do.
No.
They remember the people that didn't hug them. They
no,
do.
They
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't.
They absolutely
no.
do.
I was there.
No, no.
But my dad passed away and your mother passed away.
Yeah.
Do you remember who hugged you? I couldn't remember who hugged me.
I do. I remember them all.
I remember who bought me a drink now in the bar afterwards.
You probably do because nobody's ever bought you a drink.
No, they haven't.
And just to wrap up, I do a good gig on a Saturday night. Jeremy does a gig on a Saturday night. There you go. Yep.
How can you say that about me? That's what people think I sound like.
It is what you sound like.
Oh, like I've had a stroke.
Welcome to Opinions Matter.
Oh. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, come on.
Or for all of you who are listening to this. Have you ever heard a strange noise in your house in the middle of the night?
I have.
We just heard in our ears, we heard children screaming in our headphones. We have headphones on when I'm recording this podcast because that's how professionals do it.
Why are we doing it then?
Anyway, we heard kids screaming in our earphones and we couldn't work out where the screaming was coming from. And I thought it was a poltergeist, which is a German ghost. What do you want?
Oh, is he only a German ghost?
Yeah. German ghosts are called poltergeists. It's a German word.
What, poltergeist? Do we not get poltergeists here?
No, they'd be called ghosts here.
So oh, I always thought it was just another word for a ghost.
Well, it is, but it's a German word for ghost. Like kindergarten.
Yeah, but we use the word kindergarten. Kids here go to kindergarten.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Geez, if I said that, you'd slap me across the head. They're not kindergartens, they're creches.
Ah, yeah, some people call them kindergartens.
No, they don't.
Ah, they do.
Anyway, in Germany, ghosts are called poltergeist.
Right, yeah. And your point is?
Yeah, where have your papers, poltergeist? What are you doing, poltergeist? And myself and Adrian thought that we had a poltergeist in the room, and which leads me to the question, have you ever heard unusual noises in your house in the middle of the night? Now, I did last week that I want to share with you. Have we scary music?
Oh, you want scary music?
Yeah. Can you pull that up straight away?
I think I can. Hang on now.
Guys, if you're in any way spooky.
Oh, yeah, here we go. You ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Scary music.
It's amazing how you got that. I wouldn't have known how to do that.
There it is, there it is.
But I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's your scary music. Come on.
Guys, if you scare easily, this story is going to upset you. By the way, that's really annoying me.
What?
Sorry, I can't distract from that.
Dad?
Adrian is wearing a blazer and one of his buttons is broken.
Yeah,
on the blazer.
It's annoying me as well.
I throw the blazer. Fuck it in the bin.
No, I'm going to get a new button. Anyway.
How can you get a button that actually fits the rest of the buttons? It's a very specific button.
There's one in the inside pocket here.
Is there?
Jackets come with spare buttons.
I never knew what that button was for. Turn off the music for a sec. So I have several.
So I'm on my blazer here.
Adrian's wearing the blazer.
Yeah, and the one of the buttons is broken in half.
It's annoying me.
It only happened yesterday.
Yeah,
but there's a spare. Well, actually, it's not here. You get spare buttons in a blazer.
I never knew what that button inside the blazer was for.
Really?
I thought it was a button in the pocket inside. I think that is what it's for.
No, that's that one there. Yeah, that is for that.
Oh, yeah.
No, you get spare buttons with your jacket.
Because that button is very specific. You wouldn't be able to go into a shop and go, can I have one of these buttons?
Yeah. What's your issue?
I just didn't know they came with spare buttons.
Yeah, they do.
That's
wow,
amazing.
Jesus, we talk about anything on this
anyway,
podcast.
Back to the scary music.
Okay, back to the scary music. Here we go.
So I was asked, it's a bit too loud. It's overpowering my sexy voice. So, guys, have you ever... Oh, by the way, Selena has been on to us and she says it is in fact German. Yeah, I didn't need backing up there, Selena.
She's trying to tell you, though, that Geist is the German word for ghost.
Yeah.
But Polter is the German word for noisy.
Yeah.
So noisy ghost.
Adolf was very Polter.
So a poltergeist is a noisy ghost.
Adolf was Polter, wasn't he?
What?
Adolf was Polter.
What are you shouting on?
Adolf
with?
Hitler.
This music is going to run out. Will you get on with your story?
Oh, God. Jesus.
You wanted scary music?
Yeah. Adolf was Polter.
Will you get on with your story?
So, in my house 2 weeks ago, you can lower it down a bit. I heard a very... I'm talking about 1:15 in the morning. I heard a very unusual sound in the bedroom.
Okay, come on, enlighten me.
And, honest to God, I was thinking of calling somebody to sort it out, because...
Who are you going
to
call?
Obvious joke. Jesus Christ.
Who were you going to call? You said you were going to call somebody. Who were you
going
to call?
Who was I going to call? Well, yeah. Who do you call?
I don't know.
Well, there's something strange in your neighbourhood.
I don't know. Who do you call?
So anyway, there I am lying in bed. And it's not even a windy night, guys. And I'm in bed and my wife, God bless her, is beside me.
God bless her? You only say that about somebody who's dead.
No, you don't. You can bless anybody.
God bless her.
God bless her, yeah. God bless her. Hope she stays safe, yeah. Anyway, at about 1:15...
She don't believe in God, so why would you say God bless her?
At about 1:15, I knew it was 1:15 because I looked over at the clock beside my bed and it was 1:15. I heard a noise that gave me the heebie-jeebies, and I've never heard this noise in the house before. And it was my wife saying, do you want to have sex?
That was it. That was the noise.
That was literally it. Who do you call?
Who would you call?
I was like, I have never heard that sound before. What is going on? Okay, you can stop. It was a joke. You can stop with the scary music.
Okay, nice.
But who do you call?
Ghostbusters or your mother. Call
anyway,
your mother.
I tell you one thing, guys. That put the wheelies up me.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
Up you? Interesting. Okay.
Whatever you're into. So she said last week she wanted to spice things up in the bedroom because you know we're married a good few years.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
things,
of course, yeah.
As you know, like you've a very stale.
What?
Your marriage would be very stale at this stage.
I'm not married as long as you.
Oh, that fell on its arse.
Didn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
Am I married longer than you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not still in the honeymoon period.
We are. Yeah.
So anyway, she said to me, she texted me, I was up playing football and I was going to be arriving home at 10 o'clock and she was already in bed. And she texted me on the way home and she says, can we do something to spice things up in the bedroom tonight? So I was driving home, stopped off at the local Indian and got a chicken korma and brought it into the bedroom. Actually, chicken korma isn't spicy.
It's not.
No, it's the least.
You literally told the worst joke ever.
It's literally the least spicy of the curries.
You have literally told the worst joke ever.
Because it's the only curry I can eat. You know, I have a very...
I wouldn't even call it a curry.
I have a very weak rectum, as most of you know. Although, why would you know that? Nobody would know.
Who would know that?
My doctor tells me I have a weak rectum.
A weak rectum?
I have a very weak rectum.
What does that entail?
A lot of time on the toilet. I can't eat anything that's very spicy.
Okay.
So my Indian neighbours, as you know, they did barbecue last week.
Yeah.
And they did give me an Indian dish.
Ghee.
Oh, we're really pulling out the old ones, aren't we, today? Yes, that's all they cooked was ghee.
No, but they cook with it.
Oh, no, there's an awful smell of ghee that comes out of the house.
Yeah.
Awful smell of ghee.
No, I like the smell of it. I actually really like the smell of it.
Of ghee?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it.
It's not a strong scent.
There is a scent. You'd know it was ghee. You'd know it wasn't just normal butter.
Yeah. Anyway, name something that. What were they cooking?
They were cooking...
Chicken tandoori. Is that...
Oh, tandoori chicken. Yeah,
that's
there
what
you
it
go.
Was called.
Yeah.
And,
tandoori chicken.
They asked me to come over and sample their tandoori chicken. And I couldn't because my weak rectum does not allow it. So I can't eat anything spicy.
Oh.
Which is why I only have chicken korma.
Now, did I hear, by the way, on the grapevine that you're looking for money again? You're looking to raise money?
Yes.
What's this for? What's this about?
So my son turned around the other day. It's all ahead of you guys if you have kids. All ahead of you as well.
I don't have kids. I'm not going to be having any more.
I'd say there's a few knocking around that haven't come forward.
Yeah, but they're probably grown up by now, so it'd be grand.
Not if they look for back payments.
No, defend yourself.
So you know the law, they're entitled to back payments.
Back payments?
Back payments.
Ah, no, if you're over 18, good luck to you.
There you go. If you're someone that you think Adrian might be your father, he's giving you nothing. Anyway, my son turned around the other day. I didn't even know this was him. He wants to go to Gael Talk.
Oh, fair play to him, yeah, good man.
Is that... No, I didn't know, guys. Have you ever been to Gael Talk?
No, I never did. I actually regret it because anyone I know who did go to the Gael Talks when they were younger had an absolute blast, had the time of their life.
So
my wife talks about her trips to the Gael Talks as a teenager, like
every day.
Great fondness.
I don't believe that.
With great fondness.
So you arrive home from work today, and she opens the door to you. Hi, Adrian, welcome home. Wait till I tell you about 1972 and the Gael Talks. Oh, what a time it was! What a time to be alive.
That's exactly what she said.
I learned.
That's exactly what she said.
I learned the Irish.
Anyway, but you get on with it. He wants to go to the Gael Talks.
I didn't realize you can go to the Gael Talks when you're a kid. I thought it was
as opposed to what?
I thought it was only for teenagers.
Not at all. No.
Anyway, he wants to go a place called. Now, if I get this wrong, don't make fun of me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Spidel?
Spiddle.
It's S-P-I-D-E-L-L.
It's not. Spidel. It's S-P-I-D-A-L-L. Spiddle.
No, it says on the leaf.
Spiddle.
It says on the leaf of Spidel.
It actually
says Spidel.
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 It's not. It's Spiddle, you
what
fool
county,
of a man.
It's
in County Galway.
Yeah, that's where I'm talking about. It's Spiddle. It's Spidel.
It is Spiddle.
Spidel.
That's where, what's her name, a regular listener on this show lives.
Who? We don't have any regular. We've no listeners. Who are you talking about?
Your woman.
Who?
That he fancies, you know.
Your woman that he fancies. I have no idea what
what's her name.
What's her name?
Her name is, I can't remember her name, but she lives in, and she's got a child, and the child's daddy lives in Holland.
Jeez, you're giving away the woman's personal details.
But she said them all to herself.
Dara.
It lives in Spiddle.
Oh, does she? I'll have to get onto her. Anyway, no, my son wants to go to Gael Talk.
In Spiddle. Yeah. Now, by the way, there's fuck all in Spiddle. It's literally the middle of nowhere. Literally the middle of nowhere.
What's he going to be doing? But lads, the cost of a trip to the Gael Talk
is how much?
And he's talking about Ban on tea.
The woman of the house.
What woman of the house?
The woman who runs the gaff.
Oh, you're saying the gaff. See, I've never been to Gael Talk. I had a very unfortunate upbringing, very restricted upbringing.
Yeah,
it was a council estate upbringing.
Anyway,
I was literally given a wheel and a stick and told to go and play for the whole summer.
So he wants to go to the Gael Talks in Spiddle in County Galway.
So
ban on tea.
What's that?
Woman of the house.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
So Irish is ban.
Correct.
But house is chock.
No, ban. Ban on tea.
Yeah.
Woman of the house.
So what's the Irish for woman?
Ban.
And tea?
Tea is...
The house?
Yeah.
No, but chock is house.
It's plural or something. I don't know. But anyway, the ban on tea, yeah. How much does it cost?
It's costing a lot of money. Well, would you recommend me spending that sort of money on it? You see, I don't see the point of
what
it.
What sort of money? How much?
A grand.
A grand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing. Well worth it.
Can I put it through Opinions Matter?
Put it through the accounts?
That's a legitimate expense. But I'm asking the wrong person. You've never been there, so...
No, but I know, I've spoken to many people who have been there.
No, the reason is I think he wants to go because I think he wants to kiss girls.
And that does happen.
And I'm happy that he's kissing girls.
Bit young now, if you don't mind me saying so.
Oh, really?
How old's he now, 10?
He's like his father.
He's like his father.
He's actually nothing. Don't even go there. Don't give out an age. Do not shame me about that. I was a late bloomer, guys. Shut the fuck up.
But by contrast, how old are you, young fella? 10?
He's 11.
He's 11?
Yeah, nearly 12.
That's kissing age. Yeah, that's kissing age, yeah.
Is it kissing age?
Fair
I don't know.
Age.
I'd be happy with him to kiss girls now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good man, Luke. Well done.
As I said, early starter like his father.
Actually, if your son found out the truth about your early start, he'd cringe.
So how do you even know about my late start?
I just do.
Let's just say, guys, I'm like number 6 in the trap in Greyhound Shelburne Park, yeah?
Yeah.
I was laid out of the trap.
You were?
I was laid out of the trap, but I soon caught up with the hare.
Did you?
Is that a good analogy?
No, not really, no.
No, I was late out of the trap. You know number 6?
Very late.
Okay.
Like when everybody is riding rings around themselves at 18, you were still playing with Action Man.
It was actually Lego, you prick.
Oh, Lego.
but as soon as I got out of the trap, yeah?
Yeah.
And I saw the hare, is it a hare or a beaver? Oh, we'll say beaver. That makes much more sense. Let's just say I caught up with the beaver very, very quick. Okay? I hate to leave it on that note, but...
Anyway, sorry, there's a bit of controversy.
I know. What's
Luke Snoggin girls at 11, too young. Everybody's saying too young.
Oh,
13
really?
Or 14 should be the age, yeah.
Ah, seriously?
Now, I'll be honest, I had my first kiss.
Here's the lies now.
I did. I had my first kiss at 11.
That should be your theme tune.
What?
When I ring you, I'm going to set that on my phone. When you ring me on my phone
later,
you know what theme tune is going to play?
No.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
No. I had my first kiss when I was 11.
Yeah, the back of your hand.
No.
Literally the back of your
hand.
Her
name was Valerie.
You had a name for the back of your hand.
No. It was actually a human being.
Did you draw a face on your hand as well?
No, I didn't.
Just give it blonde hair
just because that's what you were doing at that age. And at 14 and 15 and 16 and 17 and 18.
I did practice French kissing with my hands.
You probably did.
No, I did. You'd put my tongue in like that. Okay, just stop. This podcast will never see the light of day.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.